Welcome to Community Conversations with NACSA, the only podcast committed to telling the stories of individuals dedicated to ensuring students and families have access to quality schools. NACSA believes centering communities creates new opportunities for collaboration across educational sectors that can benefit more students. Authorizing has learned a lot about how to create quality options at scale with necessary autonomies and strong accountability that has applicability in and beyond charter schools. The Leadership Academy Network, an innovative partnership between Fort Worth Independent School District and Texas Wesleyan University, is a great example of how school districts are using the principles and practices of quality charter school authorizing to rethink improving public education more broadly. In 2017, the Fort Worth Independent School District created the Leadership Academy Network, a portfolio of schools that would be operated by Texas Wesleyan University with charter-like autonomy and accountability. The partnership allows an established leadership team at Texas Wesleyan University to focus on solely supporting the academics, operations, and management of Leadership Academy Network schools.
So back in 2017, when we first started this program out, Fort Worth ISD had actually launched these five schools as Leadership Academies. This was before we went into the partnership work with Texas Wesleyan. And the reason we chose these five schools is because they were needing of a turnaround. They had been persistently low performing. Two out of the five campuses, in fact, were set for closure from the Texas Education Agency. And that is not a good thing to happen to any school district and to any school, because there's various consequences that could come from the state, including a takeover of the school district and the school district's board of trustees. Right around that time, the state of Texas passed Senate Bill 1882, and this allowed school districts to charter with a nonprofit, with an existing charter network, or with a college or university to manage some schools. So the opportunity that arose there was in having these Leadership Academy schools that we already had, these subset of five schools, we were learning that it was more expensive because we made some investments into it, right? And it was about $1 million per school that we were investing into the school to turn it around. Senate Bill 1882, when it came into inception, allowed us to seek out a potential partner, but also the state added the extra added benefit. Two things actually that were really of interest to the school district was an accountability pause, meaning it would allow us to do some work without having to worry of a takeover and any letter grade really hurting the school district. And two, it actually infused more money per student on a per pupil basis. So we saw it as an opportunity not only to partner with an outside entity that we trusted, but also to pause the accountability and also bring in those extra funds that we were investing into these five schools that was starting to, we knew it was going to become unsustainable unless we found another revenue stream. So we did find Texas Wesleyan to be a willing partner.
The university is very mission-minded when it comes to serving the community. The location of the university is in the heart of the city and actually is in close proximity to all of the schools right now that we serve.
We have worked with Texas Wesleyan for various years in Fort Worth. There's one of the universities there in Fort Worth along with TCU. But with Texas Wesleyan, for example, we had already started an early college high school with them. We serve a lot of their pre-service teachers in our classrooms as well. So it was a natural fit for Texas Wesleyan to step up and form the Leadership Academy Network in partnership with Fort Worth ISD.
It just made sense, as you know, this university being a private university, but also having a high percentage of students that are first-time college students and their families, and who are, you know, from the community going to Texas Wesleyan University. It just made sense to figure out a way to continue this pipeline for students.
So we did end up chartering Texas Wesleyan University to manage these five schools and taking advantage of 1882 and those factors that I mentioned earlier.
So the Progressive Policy Institute's Reinventing America's Schools project is very interested in the innovation school model. We have studied it in places like Indiana, Colorado, Tennessee, New Jersey, as well as the Leadership Academy Network in Fort Worth. We think it is a wonderful school model. It is a way to keep students in the school district while at the same time providing the schools the autonomy and flexibility to tailor their curriculum and teaching methodologies to the needs of those particular students. It was very exciting to go to Fort Worth and see the Leadership Academy Network in person on more than one occasion. And I think one thing that sets it apart is the way they evaluate the teachers. Teachers are constantly monitored, and the teachers really love that in that model, because it gives them a mile marker for where they're at, how they're doing. They do a lot of cross-pollination where teachers from different schools in the same grade learn from each other. There's a lot of coaching that goes on. And the extra funds, the 1882 money, it allows the model to be sustainable. And I don't know of any other state in the country that is doing an 1882 type model right now. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but it is something that other states should really look at and learn from Texas on. I think the thing that really sets it apart is Priscilla Dilley is just 100% married to the mission. Everything she does in that school is in service of the mission, from budgeting to bell schedules to hiring and promoting teachers. She is laser focused on that mission.
By the end of the 2019 fall semester, it was clear things were moving in the right direction. Periodic benchmark testing, administered every 6 weeks, showed every Leadership Academy Network school achieving explosive student growth from the first six-week benchmark to the semester's final six-week benchmark test. And by 2020, the Leadership Academy Network included a portfolio of six schools. Things were looking up until March of that year.
So as everybody, you know, the network experienced extreme challenges during the pandemic. We didn't know what we didn't know. And as things kept evolving, we had to make decisions. Every day it was something different. And, you know, you just had to come up with things. Being in a bigger system, when you go through a crisis like that, you have multiple people around the table, many different things to consider. And that's just the nature of being in a big system, of having to think about, you know, all the different levels of communication and what different departments it impacts. Being in the network allowed us to be very nimble and be able to react very quickly based on the needs of our students, families, and teachers and staff. And so, you know, we didn't have to go through, you know, all the red tape that you would in a bigger system. It was much easier to be able to respond and put something up very quickly, you know, for our students. We were able to quickly look at our curriculum that we had already started working on and say, hey, this is how we're going to establish our blended learning model, and let's do it, you know, quickly with the people that we have and have it up and running as soon as possible. And so for us, you know, it was what we see now is, you know, the data has trended up, and, you know, we have been able to close the gaps of our kids when, you know, they had those 2 years of interrupted services. We were able to make those decisions and adjustments very, very quickly because we had the autonomy to do so. And, you know, we knew specifically what our students needed.
The partnership model provides important autonomy to Texas Wesleyan University, which supported Leadership Academy Network schools as they navigated the turbulence of recent years. But the model also takes an innovative approach to school and district level accountability.
So the unique accountability arrangement with the Leadership Academy Network is really born from that idea of Senate Bill 1882 and the whole creation of this innovative partnership with Texas Wesleyan. And I think it's important to state that the reason this partnership has been working is because the six now Leadership Academy Network schools are Fort Worth ISD schools, just as much as they are Leadership Academy Network schools. So their performance is our performance, and our performance also affects the way the Leadership Academy Network runs as well as a school district. So we have a mutual interest in doing what's right for students. We do have a performance contract with the Leadership Academy Network, and that performance contract has annual financial performance goals. We have two, and in particular, those are really completing an annual financial report and demonstrating fiscal responsibility, and also having an unqualified audit opinion from an external auditor as well. And those are some of the financial goals. We also have annual academic performance goals with them. And these are mostly rooted within the Texas, the TEA, the Texas Education Agency accountability scores. And we do follow an A through F system. And the scores that we've come up with in partnership with the Leadership Academy Network and in negotiation with them are simply which letter grade they will have according to what school year. Our current track runs us through 2025-26. And four of the out of the five schools are targeted to have an A rating, with one of them, our middle school, because we have some additions there. Our sixth grade center was a B, but we've made some adjustments to that since we have combined our sixth grade center with our middle school and made it a sixth, seventh, eighth campus. So when thinking about that whole arrangement, those scores come back to the school district. It is not where we have a separate rating. Whole rating for the Leadership Academy Network and then one for Fort Worth ISD. It is one Fort Worth ISD rating. Our contract allows us then to work with the Leadership Academy Network separately on how they get to their scores. And they do have autonomy. Really what it looks like for Priscilla is they go about their business. They pick from our menu, as has been mentioned before. We provide certain services, but they are responsible for hiring, for the academic program, overall how the school is run, and also accountable for the outcomes that come from it. What we do from our office in Fort Worth ISD is we work hand in hand with Priscilla on a couple of things. One, first and foremost, we want to make sure she has everything she needs and her school leaders need to be successful. If it's bus services, if it's other services that they've paid for, that we're serving that customer service component of that of this partnership, and to so that they can do what they said they're going to do in their contract. So we equally have this accountability built into the contract of making sure that what they purchase from us is actually delivered. And the other piece of it too is we get to come and see the Leadership Academy Network schools on a quarterly basis. Our team does classroom walks. They go and talk to teachers, parents, students, administrators, and we gather not only quantitative data, but qualitative data to just see how the program is going. This allows us also to provide another level of accountability and also be able to report back to our board with some of these quarterly visits. The contract itself also outlines what could happen and some of the consequences, some of the ways we would step up that progressive consequence should some of these targets be missed.
In 2022, the Progressive Policy Institute's Reinventing America Schools Project published comprehensive research on the work being done in Fort Worth, Texas.
The Progressive Policy Institute was drawn to study the Leadership Academy Network because of the uniqueness of the 1882 model, which provides funding to sustain innovation schools in Texas. We had not seen that elsewhere. So going to Fort Worth and looking at the Leadership Academy Network was an opportunity to see how that was impacting students' education in those schools. And I would say that a key takeaway is the focus that every member of that school has on student success. It permeates the buildings. It's palpable when you're there, from the head of the school all the way to people who aren't even academics or educators, but are working in the school in other capacity, whether it's security or custodial. Everyone there is on the same page that the primary and sole focus is student success. That is something that we don't see everywhere. Someone once said to me, if you're going to charter, you're not chartering for the sake of chartering. What is your mission? What is your model? And how are you feeding that model with your resources? And that was something that was really unique. And it was even with Texas Wesleyan. Texas Wesleyan, I believe, is one of the oldest teaching colleges in Texas, if not the oldest. And failure just wasn't an option for them as a partner with Fort Worth ISD. So it was really refreshing to see the dedication and the passion that everyone in the building in those academies brought to their job every day.
It seems that in Fort Worth and other places across the country, there are opportunities to approach schooling in innovative ways. And for organizations and stakeholders responsible for ensuring school quality, to learn from each other, to develop more effective approaches to community-responsive schooling. But how?
The words of advice that I would have for somebody who's seeking a partnership such as ours is don't be afraid to do it. It is completely worth it. It's been a wonderful model, not just, you know, on our side, but, you know, on the district side as well.
Since joining the partnership, we have been lucky to also learn a lot from the Leadership Academy Network. So this partnership started off from one of necessity to make sure that we kept these five schools going in the right direction, that we supported the model that had been established internally and moved it into a partnership with Texas Wesleyan. However, what we've learned along the way from the Leadership Academy Network has been the fact that there is different ways to approach our schools, and especially in an urban setting. In particular, I'll give a few examples. One of them has been our teacher incentive allotment. So the state of Texas offers a teacher incentive allotment. The Leadership Academy Network was not necessarily a pioneer with TIA, as we call it, but they had an incentive program for their teachers that they started off when this model started. Essentially, TIA was designed later, and the Leadership Academy Network has transitioned to TIA. But because of what we learned and how it was working with the Leadership Academy Network, the school district as a whole has also applied and been admitted into the Texas Teacher Incentive Allotment Program.
And we've been able to be a model that is really hyper-focused on teacher development and leadership development. And so there's so many ways and so many opportunities to leverage good teaching practices to be able to then turn around and scale those to, you know, districts around us that is making an impact for students.
It has been about building the teachers that they recruit. The Leadership Academy Network decided to hire the teachers that had the heart and wanted to come in and teach, and they have grown them from there. They've done that through also building with Texas Wesleyan. It's one of the benefits, a model in which they have teacher residents. These are degree teacher residents. We had seen some of the success, so Fort Worth ISD as a whole, in learning from that, we built our own teacher resident model. Ours is an undergrad model. We built that with one of our local universities, and then we've now expanded it to five universities.
The promise that the Leadership Academy Network schools and other innovative school models hold for public education, first of all, is it keeps students in the district. We've seen this tremendous wave of vouchers and education savings account that draws students out of the district. This is a way for districts to keep students in their buildings. And it also shows promise because it is probably pretty evident that the people that know students' needs are the people that are closest to the students and people that spend the most time with the students. That would be the teacher in the classroom, the leaders in the school, as opposed to a distant district office bureaucracy where there's so much going on and there's so many different organizations competing for resources from the district that decisions are often made that may not be what children at the micro level in that particular school need. By giving the autonomy to the educators who spend the time with the children every day, you are taking a great leap towards ensuring that kids' needs are met and that their learning is accelerated.
All students can benefit from this model. You know, thinking about how we've been able to pilot some different programs for the districts and saying, hey, this is working for this, you know, group of students, or this does not work. And so it's exciting to be able to be used as, you know, almost like a little laboratory per se, to say, you know, these things, these practices are actually moving student achievement.
In Texas, we have gone on to adopt curriculum, high quality instructional materials, as we call it. And these are materials that actually the Leadership Academy Network had adopted way before they were on this list from the state. And they have adopted them. And as such, the school district began to adopt them as we saw some of that success as well.
Districts that have schools that are struggling oftentimes devote outsized resources to those schools because they need those resources. And that leaves other schools maybe with less resources. This is a way for a district to proactively approach schools that are struggling and get them the help they need without having to rob Peter to save Paul, so to speak.
Those communities and those students are seeing success for the first time in a very, very long time. And since the Leadership Academy Network is Fort Worth and Fort Worth ISD, and Fort Worth ISD is a Leadership Academy Network, that is really the best reward and the best result that has come from this partnership.
But it also works for schools that are not struggling, that are doing just fine. Indianapolis started this model with struggling schools. And when other schools in the district saw the flexibility and the autonomies, coupled with the accountability, of course, that the struggling schools had, they wanted it for themselves. So now in the Indianapolis public schools, there's five different pathways to become an autonomous school. So I just think that it is something that any district that has struggling schools or is looking to boost performance should really consider adopting and giving it a try.
If there's any fear about it, there's more benefits that outweigh what is going on and how it can positively impact students.